As a non-commercial educational radio station, KZSC supports the free expression of ideas. Please be aware that the opinions expressed are those of the speakers or artists only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the UC Regents, KZSC staff, management, or underwriters. We welcome your feedback on our programming. Please direct your comments to the Program Review Committee at 831-459-4726 or by email at prc@kzsc.org. So it's May 16th, 2024. This is DJ Badger, and joined with me here today is Robin Jones. Robin, would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Robin Jones. I'm a fourth-year PhD candidate in the History of Consciousness Department at UCSC. I'm a graduate worker. I currently work as a TA, and I'm a member of our union, UAW 4811. I'm also involved in Democratic Socialists of America, and I've been involved in Palestine solidarity activism for a while as well, including in Students for Justice of Palestine back when I was an undergrad.
Great. Okay. So the UAW just held a vote to authorize a strike. As a member of the UAW, would you mind telling me a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. We held a strike authorization vote for our union across the UC, so all of the campuses statewide, over the past few days. So this vote was called after the repression and arrests and violence faced by protesters at the encampments in various UC campuses, particularly UCLA and UC San Diego. So obviously, these encampments are part of the broader, national student movement in solidarity with Palestine and in opposition to the Israeli genocide in Gaza. There were graduate workers from our union who were participating in these encampments and who faced arrests, police violence, also, violence by counter-protesters, without receiving any protection. In response to that, our union filed what's called an unfair labor practice against the UC, which opens the door toward a strike. And after that was filed, we had a strike authorization vote across all the campuses. That was over the past few days, May 13th to 15th. So it closed yesterday at 4 p.m. And yesterday evening, we got the results of that. And we needed a two-thirds majority to vote yes in order to go on strike. And we got 79% of eligible workers voted yes to strike. Based on those numbers, which I think show like a clear commitment to go out on strike, now preparing as a union to do that, to do a labor stoppage.
Okay, great. I was wondering if we could go back a couple of weeks to talk about what led up to this vote.
Yeah, totally. Obviously in the past couple of months, there's been, this very inspirational movement across U.S. college campuses of, encampments and occupations being set up in solidarity with the Palestinian struggle, in solidarity with the people of Gaza, facing a genocide. And we've seen encampments and occupations popping up with, demands for divestment, divestment from, companies and corporations and other entities that are complicit with Israeli militarism. So this is kind of like the broader political context in which, this decision to move toward like a labor action was taken up. Seeing these encampment movements and also seeing there was a call from Palestinian trade unions for workers to go on strike on May Day, which is May 1st, and Nakba Day, which was yesterday. Yeah, basically in response to these developments, like within our union branch, our branch of UAW 4811 here at UC Santa Cruz, we met at the end of last month. We had our monthly membership meeting for like all union members, all graduate workers on this campus. And so we got together and we started to talk about what can we do? How can we contribute to this movement at like this specific kind of moment in history? So we spoke about the possibility of, taking a labor action, like taking a work stoppage. It kind of came up that going on strike could actually be, a really useful way to contribute, to the encampment movement. It could sort of add another dimension to it. Withholding labor is one way of really making the university kind of hurt financially. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And actually sort of, adding some leverage into, what the encampments have been doing and to build towards some of those demands that have been made, specifically for divestment, which I think is absolutely perhaps the most materially kind of important one. Right.
Right.
We were discussing a number of possible, labor actions, both at that membership meeting. And then we have a steward system in our union. Each department has one or, perhaps a couple of stewards, whose responsibility it is to kind of go to union meetings and bring that information back to their departments and sort of be the liaison between the department and the union as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed a few potential models at that meeting, perhaps we can do a 1-day walkout for, or a 2-day walkout for May Day and for Nakba Day. Maybe we could do a 2-week strike between May Day and Nakba Day, or maybe we can do a strike based on a set of demands related to, both the inspiring movement that's been happening on university campuses, including our UC campuses, but also demands that, speak to what's going on in Palestine and that maybe can, link up, our work as grad workers to what's happening in Palestine. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk more about those demands a bit later on. We took these potential models back to our departments. And at this point, we were just discussing the possibility of, just taking a labor action here on this campus, us and our coworkers here. And we were not necessarily considering the possibility of a statewide, sanctioned strike, a strike sanctioned by UAW 4811 as a whole. We were even thinking of the possibility, could we do a wildcat strike, here just on this campus? Do we have the organization and, the power, to be able to, to pull that off? And, this could be, perhaps, the spark that lights a broader fire.
Mm-hmm.
This could really, shake things up in terms of, merging labor actions and the encampment movement. So that was the initial discussion, a few weeks ago. What came out of those discussions with our departments, was that, people wanted to have, if we're going to take a labor action, people wanted to have a set of demands, that we could actually win based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this idea of the 2-week work stoppage just between May Day and Nakba Day, that didn't really appeal to a lot of people. People felt if we're going to go out, we need to go out in order to win something. Right. After that, we held another sort of mass membership meeting. And, that was kind of what each department, that was basically the kind of culmination of what the departments reported back. We need to kind of formulate a set of demands that kind of speak to the current moment, like both on university campuses here and also like what's happening in Palestine right now. So out of that meeting, like we formed like a working group to kind of come up with a set of demands. And we sort of tentatively drafted what those demands might be. We held another meeting about the demands to discuss them with, you know, all the workers on this campus. And generally, like what the working group came up with was pretty popular, and it felt like there was a set of demands that we came up with, you know, that we could go out and strike for and potentially win. And so at this point, we were just thinking of, you know, doing this as a wildcat strike, like here on this campus, mm-hmm. right? I think that we were all like quite surprised. The set of demands, which really were just like tentative, right? Like they were still like kind of subject to revision, subject to further discussion. But we shared them with statewide channels, other unionists across the state, within UAW, and basically very similar demands were taken up by the statewide union as a whole, and that was also when the unfair labor practice charge was filed. If I remember correctly, we decided on this campus that we were going to go out and strike on May 1st, mm-hmm. like at the very least. So for May Day, like, you know, there was a big rally planned by, I believe, UC DeVest and SJP and other student organizations here. And so we decided like we're going to strike for that day and we're going to participate in that rally. And if I remember correctly, it was like there at that very rally that like, you know, we found out like that, you know, this ULP had been filed. So that was the unfair labor practice, mm-hmm. In relation to the repression at UCLA and other campuses. And so suddenly it was like, you know, it went from like thinking about, a potential, labor action, potential wildcat labor action, like here just on this campus. And then suddenly, like, our demands were taken up, by statewide. And, suddenly, this is a kind of a game changer. Like, now we're looking at the possibility of a sanctioned strike across all of the UC campuses. So that was what led to the strike authorization vote. As I mentioned, that was scheduled for May 13th to 15th. We had a bit of time to prepare for it. The past few days I've been doing like phone banking every day, calling up workers in different departments and speaking to them about the strike vote and, you know, encouraging people to, you know, make their voice heard. So that closed yesterday at 4 p.m. And it was about 80% of workers voted yes. So now we're getting prepared to go on strike.
Okay. Thank you. And I do just have one question about that. Would you mind sharing some of the benefits that this strike being sanctioned would look like? Some of the differences between a wildcat strike and a sanctioned strike?
Yeah, totally. I don't want to overstate the differences. Like, certainly I think in any strike, in any labor action, the kind of fundamental factor that, you know, determines how it goes is, your level of organization and, the power that you have, mm-hmm. As a group of workers to like hold out and to, fight against the boss and to win your demands. So there's a lot of similarities as well. However, it does afford us like certain legal protections. Certain protections under labor law, mm-hmm. which do make it more difficult for the UC to kind of retaliate against workers who go on strike. I think that it does make a difference in terms of the kind of level of confidence of workers, you know, who are maybe in a more vulnerable position. Like, I'm international. You know, a lot of international graduate workers, like, do have concerns about, like, visa stuff, you know, with a wildcat strike. You know, at the same time, a lot of international workers did participate in the wildcat strike that happened on this campus in 2019. But certainly, like, there are some advantages to, you know, legal sanctioned strike. I think the other thing is, like, also just doing this across, like, all of the campuses has, to my mind, like, a much greater potential to actually challenge, like the UC's, like, investments, you know, its investments in, you know, companies, corporations that are complicit in the Israeli genocide that's going on right now. Like, that's a hard thing to challenge at the level of one campus. I think it's, much more doable at the level of the UC as a whole, which is what we're looking at now. So I think that's a big benefit.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you for giving some of the context about that. Could you tell me a little bit about what the actions that the UAW are planning to take next and what their strategy is potentially going to look like?
Yeah, totally. So basically, so now that the vote has passed, I believe the leadership of the union will now call a meeting to determine, like, whether to go on strike. And basically, like, you know, it's kind of a foregone conclusion that the answer will be yes, because the membership has voted yes. And, you know, the membership is, like, ultimately kind of the highest body in the union. Essentially, the strike could begin really as early, I believe, as early as next week. The union is using a strategy for this strike that's called the stand-up strike. Basically what this means is that it won't be the case that all campuses will go out and strike at the same time. Rather, the union will call on campuses to quote-unquote stand up and go on strike, like, at sort of specific moments. This is kind of a strategy that was borrowed from the auto worker strike, which was also in you know, a different branch of the UAW. Basically, like, the union, like, called on, like, these different factories, these different plants to, you know, come in and strike, like, at different moments. In that context, it was kind of like a way of, I guess, sort of creating, like, a bit of sort of chaos for the employer. I guess kind of using the unexpected to our advantage in a way.
Mm-hmm.
For us, yeah, it has a bit of that effect. I think the idea is also that, like, the last time we went on strike, in 2022, we had like a year or something, like, maybe more than that to prepare for the strike. Right. So, like, we were, like, you know, doing, like, kind of meticulous, like, work, a lot of, like, sort of deep organizing, like, within our union to try and, like, like, build up a presence, maybe in departments where we haven't had a presence, like, really, you know, get ready and, like, get as many workers, you know, willing to withhold their labor, like, as possible. So this strike looks very different in that, like, this has all happened basically in the past, like, 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, like, and before sort of the influence of this encampment movement, like, there really wasn't a conversation about, like going on strike immediately. Like, it just wasn't, it didn't seem even within the realm of possibility. But, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I mean, I think that just, it shows, you know, sometimes, like, there are just these historical moments that, you know, you need to, like, kind of step up to and really grasp. And it's kind of what we were trying to do. But going back to the stand-up strategy, yeah, my understanding is that, you know, our campus here, our union here at UCSC, because of that sort of background that I mentioned, you know, of the past few weeks of sort of trying to come up with a set of demands of even talking about, you know, potentially an unsanctioned labor action, that this has kind of prepared us well to, yeah, be like one of the first campuses to go out on strike. So I think there is quite a good chance that we will be called to strike, you know, perhaps like early next week. I think I could see UCLA might also come out early because, you know, obviously the violence and the, you know, the repression against the encampment there, that's been, you know, very influential in terms of the conversation around striking on that campus.
Right.
And then, yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us can claim to really know exactly how it's going to play out, but what I kind of, yeah, hope to envision is like a sort of cascade effect in which, yeah, increasingly like more and more campuses are like called to join in, you know, at sort of important moments. You know, as this sort of gets going, like campuses, other campuses will become like more prepared, like more organized. Yeah, I guess, I mean, the way I see it, like the goal will certainly be to build up to a strike that occurs across like all of the UC campuses. And, you know, like let's all get out there. Let's all go on strike and let's, you know, let's try and win these demands that we have.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Robin, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
Yeah, maybe I can just talk briefly about the demands that we've formulated.
Yeah, please.
Obviously there's, you know, sort of the unfair labor practice, like, is specifically about the repression of the encampments and... so we do have demands related to that. We want, we've committed to striking to go out and win, an amnesty for all academic employees and all students and, faculty staff who have faced disciplinary action or have been arrested because they went out to protest in solidarity with Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also strike to, you know, ensure that we can win, you know, right to free speech and political expression on campus, because that is clearly something that, you know, has been eroded, you know, over Palestine. Our other demands... And the other things that, you know, we are committed to going out to strike and to win are direct sort of material involvements of the University of California in militarism and specifically like with regards to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
There's... something called the BDS movement, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, which is like a Palestinian-led civil society movement. It was launched in the mid-2000s, calling on People of Conscience internationally to start campaigns to boycott, sanction, and divest from companies and entities that are complicit in Israel's colonialism against the Palestinian people. A big demand that we're striking for is divestment. The UC has known investments in weapons manufacturers and military contractors, companies that are profiting from Israel's war in Gaza or Israel's broader enterprise of settler colonialism. We will be striking in order to win divestment as well to get the UC to divest from those endowments, and also to disclose in like a clear and accurate way all of its funding sources and investments, through like a publicly available database. We've had to like kind of scrounge up a lot of that information, but we found that the UC has both like direct and indirect investments in a number of companies and entities that are profiting from the genocide that's going on right now. So that's like a big material demand that we're trying to win. And one other demand that emerges out of like the organizing that we've been doing, within our departments and on this campus, is to create like a sort of alternate funding source for grad workers whose research is like funded by entities that are sort of connected to militarism or to the military, or that are otherwise sort of complicit in what Israel's doing. Throughout, since the fall, we've been sort of identifying workers who have, funding from the Department of Defense and trying to start conversations in those departments and those, particularly in labs and STEM departments about that. The astronomy department actually put out like a commitment. Some workers in the astronomy department have been organizing around rejecting funding sources that are tied to the military and demanding like alternate funding for people who are in labs or positions where they have that funding and they want to get out of it. That will be a big one too, like for us as workers here, is to create like a, for the UC to create like alternate transitional pool of funding for people who are in that position and who don't want to be complicit, to move away from it and to be able to continue their research, but to do so in a way that's in line with like their beliefs, their morals, their principles.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much, Robin. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that's it. Thanks so much for having me. And I hope to see some of your listeners out on the picket line. Could be as early as next week. So see you all there.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much for joining me here today, Robin. Really appreciate it.